All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. Hoping that everyone had a beautiful, meaningful, uplifting Yom Tov. And now we begin in Meretz Hashem, continuing the Seches Nazir. So we left off yesterday at the Mishnah on Memhei Amud Beis. So it says the Mishnah, Hayim Mevashel as Hashlamim, O Sholkam. So if a person was cooking, remember again, we were speaking about yesterday, the Mishnah introduced us to the interesting topic of discussion about the processes. About the purification processes for the Nazir. So the Mishnah says that if the Nazir was cooking his shlamim, O shulkan. Now we'll say shulkan means overcooking it. The idea that the Mishnah is trying to express is that the Nazir has the right and the prerogative to prepare the meat of the shlamim however he wants. So he wants it well done, he wants it medium rare, whatever he wants. That's his prerogative. And what happens? I'm mevashel as hashlamim, O shulkan, ha-kohen notel es hazroa b'sheila. So both say the kohen comes and the kohen takes his part. Literally, the zroa b'sheila, which means the cooked foreleg of the animal. Mina ayo, from the ram, this is right from the shlamim, the chala, matzah achos, and one loaf of unleavened bread, minasal, from the basket, berakik matzah achos, and one unleavened wafer, v'nosin al kape ha-nazir, and he goes ahead and he places it on the palms of the nazir, umanifan, and ultimately again it is waved. In other words, the nazir, he puts it on. If you can imagine, so he's taking the cooked foreleg. He's taking two loaves, one leavened, one unleavened, placing them on the palms of the Nazir. Umanifal, and the Nazir waves it around. Rabbi said, this is the process called Tnufa. Va'acharkach, hutar ha-Nazir lishtos yayin ulehi tami lemesim. And after that point, meaning after this waving process, at this point, the Nazir is permitted to go ahead and drink wine and to go ahead and become tamei lemes. So again, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, the restrictions of the Naziros are only lifted after this process of what we call tenufa, of the waving. Top of Mem Bav, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Kevan Shenizrak Alav Hadam, Kevan Shenizrak Alav Echad Min Hadamim, Hutter. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that once the blood of one of the karbanos has been sprinkled on the Mizbeach, then ultimately the Nazir is Mutter. Mutter meaning he could drink wine, he could become Tamei Lemes, Hutter Nazir Lishtos Yayin, Uli Tamei Lemes. So we'll say fundamental machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama, the first opinion holding that the Nazirite restrictions are only lifted after what we call this process of tenufa. Now you understand, of course, tenufa is already at the tail end of the purification process, because already the means the Nazir already has his shlamim, he's cooking it. Again, foreleg, two different loaves, one leavened, one unleavened, waves it around. They're both unleavened. One is a loaf, one is a wafer. So and Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, saying that Lemaisa, once the blood of one of the karbanos has been offered, so then the nazir is mutter. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, va'achar yishtah nazir yayin. So the pasuk says, and afterwards the nazir will go ahead and drink wine. Now this pasuk is talking over here about tenufa. This is talking ultimately about the waving process. So the pasuk says, v'hinif osam ha-kohen tenufa lifnei Hashem, kodesh hu la-kohen, al chazeh ha-tenufa va'al shok ha-tshuma, va'achar yishtah nazir yayin. So the pasuk says, afterwards, the Nazir will drink wine. So, of course, you can imagine the machlokis is going to be, how do we define after? After what? So, Tan Rabban on the Brisa says, V'achar yishtah nazir yayin, achar ha-masim kulam. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer holds that what's the halacha? After everything, after all these concluding processes are done, then the Nazir is permitted to drink wine and, of course, become Tamei Lemes. If you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Achar Ma'asim Kulon, Achar Karban, La'achar Taglachas, the Taglachas Ma'akevis Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say he has to bring his karbanos, he also has to have the hair cutting, and after all of that is done, then Lamaisa, the Nazir will become permitted to drink wine and to become Tamei Lemes. The Chum say no. Achar Ma'aseh Yechidi. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold, all you need is one act. one thing. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi again. The Chacham Om Acher Maase Yechidi Acher Karban Va'af Agav Sha'adayin Lo Gilach De Taglachas Lo Ma'akva. This is actually quite interesting. Rabbi Eliezer holds that as long as what the karbanos have been offered, that's enough. Even if the nazir has not yet cut his hair. What this is now focusing on is an interesting discussion about the nature of hair cutting at the end of the neder nazirus. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the nazir does not become permitted in all of the various things like wine and tumas meis until his hair is cut. On the other hand, the Chachamim hold that no, once the karbanos are offered, that's enough. The hair cutting itself is not what we call is not ma'akev. So the Gemara says the following. So my tamay drabanam, what's the reason why the rabbis hold that all you need is the karban, you don't need the hair cutting? Ksiv hacha, v'achar yishtah nazir yayin, because it says over here by this pasuk, and afterwards the nazir will drink wine. Uksiv hasam, and it says there, achar hiskalcho es nizro. So we'll say this is talking about over here. This is also v'lakach. This is by the tenufa v'lakach hakoin es azra b'shelam in ha'ayil, and then it says v'achar eskalchol midis nizro ma'hasam achar ma'ase yechidi. So we'll say just like over there, the pasuk is talking about one act. Afkan achar ma'ase yechidi. So we'll say the Gemara is making a gzir shava of acharei eskalchol. That just like in the first context, acharei eskalchol ultimately, again, refers to one singular act. So too over here, Acher Hiskalcho refers to one singular act. So just like, again, earlier on, Acher Hiskalcho was referring actually to the hair cutting. See here, when it's talking about the purification process, what does a nazir have to do? In order to go ahead and become Tamei Lameis and drink wine, he only needs one act. So the Gemara says, Ema Adi Ikatar Vayu. But I don't understand, why don't we say that Lamaisa, again, it means until he has both things, i.e., let's say in this case, the tenufa ultimately and the hair cutting, to which the Gemara says, Ihachi Gzer Shava Lamali. If that's the case, then what good does the Gzer Shava do? But let's take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Ma hasam acher ma'ase yechidi, tila acher giluach of the tenufa. So remember, one of these psukim was talking about Tara. I should say it differently. One of the psukim was talking about his ability to become Tamei Lameis and drink wine, and the other pasuk is talking about tenufa. So just like it says that achar hiskalcho is tenufa, all you need is giluach, and then there's tenufa. So too the Gemara suggesting, or Rabbi Elazar suggesting, that achar yishtah nazir yayin, that achar also, let me say this better, just like in order to do tenufa, all you need is the one act of hair cutting, so too, when the pasuk uses the lashon of achar yishtah nazir yayin, achar also means after only one act is he permitted to go ahead and drink wine. So Rabbi Eliezer is suggesting, what is that one act that ultimately will allow him to drink wine? That's the offering of karbanos. And that's the gzir shav of achar. Just like by tenufa, achar means after one process, so too over here by achar yishtah nazir yayin also refers to after one process. So Bosai, interestingly enough, the Gemara here ends off with a fundamental machlokes in terms of at what point in time are the actual restrictions of nazirus lifted from the nazir. Is it only just all he has to do is offer up the karbanos, or does it actually require the cutting of the hair? So the Rambam, this is in Perek Ches, Halacha Hey. Let me just read you, actually, you know what? I'm going to read you this Rambam at the end of the sugya because we have to do a little bit more. So listen, so just, again, for your purposes right now, just remember, fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that in order for an Uzir to drink wine and become Tamei Lameis, he needs achar hamasim kulam. He needs, again, everything. He needs kabaros, he needs tenufa, he needs hair cutting. Specifically, we're focusing on hair cutting. According to the Chachamim, no, achar ma'asim yechidi. All you need is one act, specifically karban. Once the karbanos are offered, then lemaisa, again, the restrictions are lifted, even before hair cutting. How he paskin, we'll see in just a little bit. So Amar Rav. Rav said, Tenufa benazir ma'akeves. So I'll say, Rav said that Tenufa, the whole waving procedure that we described earlier, right, where the Kohen, that's the Mishnah, where the Kohen takes the Zerah B'Sheh, the cooked foreleg, the two unleavened breads, right? One in wafer form, one in loaf form, puts them on the hands of the Nazir. The Nazir waves them around. So Rav says, this tenufa is ma'akev, meaning without this tenufa, without this waving, the Nazir will not be released from his restrictions. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, without the waving, the Nazir will not be permitted to drink wine, nor will he be permitted to go ahead and become Tamei Lemes. So the Gemara says, Aliba the man, whose opinion does this reflect? Ilema Aliba the Rabbanon. So we'll say, if you want to say it's like the rabbis, the Chachamim quoted earlier, then Taglachas Ami Rabbanon Lama Akva. Tenufa mibay. Rabbanon say, if the Rabbanon hold that Lamaisa, a Nazir, the Nazirite restrictions are lifted even before he cuts his hair, it goes without saying that what? That you don't need tenufa in order to go ahead and be able to drink wine and become Tamei Lemes. Ella Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, it must be according to Rabbi Eliezer. If that's the case, pshita, that's obvious. Ha'am Rabbi Eliezer, achar ma'asim kulam. Vosmer Rabbi Eliezer already said before that va'achar yishtan nazir yayin means what? That the nazir is able to drink wine only when, after he has all of these processes done, meaning the tenufa, the hair cutting, everything. Ma'u detema, what would you have thought? Kevan dala inyan kapara, shiyure mitzvahi. Now, this is actually very interesting. I might have thought the following. Since when it comes to kapara, so tenufa is what's called shiyure mitzvah. It's something additional. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at the Rush for just a moment. It's actually the last Rush on the daf. So the Rush writes, Kevan dala inyan kapara shiyure mitzvahi, kideizeh parakam dizvachim, shim asa le tenufa shiyure mitzvah perish, shelo asa klal, Ma'ala alav hakos of kilo lo kiper, v'chiper, perish kilo lo chavar, shelo asa mitzvah ben amufchar, v'kiper she'ina ma'akebas. So this is actually very interesting. Remember that this case of Nazir, or the situation of Nazir, is not the only circumstance of tenufa. Tenufa comes up in other circumstances in the Torah as well. Now here's the idea with tenufa. Tenufa is not ma'akev. Whenever you have a waving requirement, but if for some reason you don't do the waving, your atonement, your sacrificial process is still valid and still intact. So meaning, says the Gemara, I might have thought that since when it comes to kapara, since when it comes to atonement purposes, so tenufa is not a necessary part of the process. It's called shiure mitzvah. Therefore, hachanami lo ta'akev, I might have thought the same thing applies over here by Nazir, and therefore what Lamaisa, if the Nazir did not do Tenufa, he could still get, the restrictions are still lifted. Kamashmalon, that even if you want to say that Tenufa ultimately is not Ma'akev in other circumstances, nevertheless, what? Nevertheless, here it is. Umi Ma'akva, says the Gemara. I say this is always interesting. Whenever you get into discussions in terms of, you know, what is considered to be an indispensable part of the process, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, so now what the Gemara is suggesting is that the process of tenufa is an indispensable part of the Nazirite purification process, meaning that without tenufa, the restrictions of Naziros are not lifted. So says the Gemara, is that true? Mima akva, vatanyo, we learned, zos toras ha-nazir, Bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein she'in lo kapayim. So the Torah says, these are the laws of the Nazir, whether he has palms or doesn't have palms. Now what does it mean if he has palms or doesn't have palms? Now remember, tenufa is only possible if what? If the Nazir has hands. Right? Remember again, the process of tenufa is the kohen taking the cooked foreleg, the unleavened loaf, the unleavened wafer, he's putting them all on the hands of the Nazir, and the Nazir is waving them around. So what happens if a Nazir doesn't have hands? Chas v'shalom, doesn't have hands. So now the Gemara is telling me, the Brisa is telling me, Zos teras ha-Nazir, this is the laws of the Nazir, whether he has hands or whether he doesn't have hands. Now what does that show you already? That shows you that tenufa is not ma'akev. Because if tenufa is ma'akev, if tenufa was an indispensable part of the process, then what would happen? If a person without hands became a nazir, right? Then guess you're a nazir olam, right? Then you're stuck. Meaning, you can't go ahead and perform the concluding process. Therefore, you're going to be a nazir forever. Alaha desanya, but that which we learned, zos toras ha nazir, bein sheyesh lo sear, bein she'en lo sear, Abba Bossi, here's another interesting case. So remember, the Gemara also dashens. This is the laws of the Nazir. That's the Pasuk. Zos Rasa Nazir. The Gemara dashens. What does that mean? Whether he has hair, whether he doesn't have hair. Meaning, Abba says, you're going to see, let's say you have a bald Nazir. You have a bald Nazir. So what happens over here? So the Gemara is dashing over here. This is the laws of the Nazir. Whether he has hair or doesn't have hair. And I will say, and I remember, so what the Gemara wanted to suggest before is that Lamaisa again, Zostras HaNazir, when we darshan, whether he has palms or he doesn't have palms, that shows that the waving is not ma'akev. Because if the waving was ma'akev, then if he didn't have hands, he couldn't have the restrictions lifted. Now, I will say, you can't make that same argument by hair, to which the Gemara says, Hachanami de lo ma'akva. So do you want to suggest that the same idea would apply over here, that the cutting of the hair is not ma'akev? Meaning, do you want to say, therefore, that the restrictions could be lifted even without the cutting of the hair? But one second, Bahatanya, this is actually very interesting. Nazir memurat. Both say a bald Nazir. So this is an interesting question. What does a bald Nazir do at the end of his Nazirus? So Beshamai Omrim, Eino Tzarech Laha'avir Ta'ar Arosho. So Beshamai says, he has no obligation to go ahead and run a razor over his head. Meaning, they're going to see the Havamina is, maybe you have to do some type of just like symbolic shaving. Symbolic shaving, even if there's nothing to shave off. So Beishamai says, no, if the guy's bald, the guy's bald, and he doesn't have to take a razor to his head. Ubeisilav omrim, tsarech laha'avir ta'ar arosho. Beisilav, on the other hand, say no, he does have to go ahead and take a razor to his head. Vam Ravina, and Ravina says, Ravina said, my inot tsarech leBeishamai. What does that mean when Beishamai says you don't have to? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ma inot tsarech leBeishamai, ain lo takana. So we'll say what that means according to Beishamai. Beishamai says that the bald Nazir doesn't have to go ahead and what? Doesn't have to go ahead and take a razor to his head. What it means is he doesn't have to. Why? Because he has no remedy. Because Lamaisa, what Beishamai is suggesting is that if you don't have hair at the end of the Naziros and there is nothing to shave, then ultimately what? You're stuck. You become a Nazir Olam. You're stuck. You can't conclude. You can't perform the concluding process. So the Gemara says, "Vahenu de Rabbi Pedas," and in reality, Beishamai is saying the same thing as Rabbi Pedas. So I'll say before we go on, let me just show you something interesting. So take a look at the second line in the Rush. But so Va'am Rabbi Avina, Rabbi Avina is supposed to say it's different. Different yourselves. Our Gemara has Amar Ravina. The Rush has Amar Rabbi Avina. Okay, Va'am Rabbi Avina. Eino tzarech leBeishamai, ilbeishamai tzarech ve'eino takana. Vachi perusho, eino tzarech lahavir talarosho. What Beishamai holds is that you don't have to go ahead and take a razor to your head if you're the bald Nazir. Ki lo soil lo ha'avara, achar shenimr tu sa'arosav. Because the taking of the razor to the head of the bald Nazir is not going to do anything because he has no hair. Ul Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Taglachas Ma'akeves Asr B'Yayin, the Olam Ul Rabbanon Lokiem Mitzas Kiluach. So also, what the Gemara now is suggesting over here something very interesting. So here's what's fascinating. We originally thought that in the Machlokis Beishamai and Beisilel, that Beishamai was the one who was being a little bit more Mekel, Beisilel was being a little bit more Machmir. Because again, we had the bald Nazir, so Beishamai says she doesn't have to go ahead. He doesn't have to take the razor to his head. And we thought that's a kula. Beisilel says he doesn't have to take the razor. Now Rabbi Avino or Ravina, whichever Girsa is saying no. Beishamai is actually being machmir. Beishamai is saying there's no razor to the head because there's no point. If there's nothing to shave off, then Lamaisa at the end of the day, again, he's stuck. Hala Beisilel. Hainu yeshal takana. But says the Gemara. But according to Beisilel, there is a remedy for this situation. Vahainu direb. Vahainu de Rabbi Pedas. So the Gemara says, and this is a thank you. And this is like the position of Rabbi Pedas. The Amar Rabbi Pedas. Because Rabbi Pedas says the following about saying, Beishamai v'Rabbi Eliezer Amru Davar Echad. Because Rabbi Pedas said that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer said one thing, right? They said the same shita. My Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer are we speaking about? Tisanya. Rosa, listen to this. It's very interesting. Ein lo bohen yad v'regel. Rosa, listen to this case. This is talking now about the Metzora. So Rosa, remember again, the Metzora at the end of his purification process so requires an application of blood on his right thumb and his right big toe. This Gzeres HaKov, the Torah says. So listen to this case. Let's say the Metzora doesn't have a right big toe and a right thumb. He just doesn't have them. So what's the halacha? Ein lo bohen yad v'regel. Ein lo tara olamis divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say if he doesn't have the right toe and the right thumb, then you know what? He's not able to achieve purification. Meaning tara will never come. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Shimon says no. Yani chenu al makomo v'yetze. Rabbi Shimon says no. You know what you do? You place the blood on the place where the thumb or the big toe would have been. Okay, fine. The Chum say, Yaniach al shel smol v'yetze. The Chum, on the other hand, say, you place it on the left toe or the left thumb, and that's enough. So we'll say, so what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that Lamaisa, again, these opinions would really accord a little bit more with Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Shammai, it appears that if you cannot fulfill the purification or concluding rite or ritual in the exact way that the Torah scripts it, then you're stuck. According to Beis Hillel, if you can't do it the way, according to Beis Hillel, Rabbi Eliezer, if you can't do it the way the Torah scripts it, then what? Then what? You do the next best thing. Now, Machlokes as to what the next best thing is. Either you place the blood in the place where the thumb should have been, where the toe should have been, or you just simply move over to the left. Lishnachrina, another version of this. Amri la, Amarav. So we'll say in this version, Amarav. Tenufa benozir ma'akeves. So Rav makes a declarative statement that the waving process by the nozir is ma'akev. To which the Gemara says, Aliba deman, whose opinion does this reflect? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. If you want to say it's like Rabbi Eliezer, then Pshita Abba said, that's obvious why. Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer achra ma'asim kulam. Because Rabbi Eliezer is already on record as saying that in order for the purification process to occur, all the different concluding rites and rituals have to be in effect. Ella Aliba de Rabbanon. Rather, it must be according to the Rabbanon. Hashta yesh lomar taglachas ami Rabbanon loma akva. So they can't be. Because if the Rabbanon are saying that haircutting is not ma'akev, could it be that if haircutting is not, when I say not ma'akev, meaning that you could go ahead and drink wine and become tummy mace even without the haircutting. So if haircutting is not ma'akev, then for sure tenufa is not going to be ma'akev. So the Gemara says the following. Tenufa mi boy, umilo ma'akva, is that true that haircutting is not ma'akev? Vatanya, but we learned, zos toras hanozir. These are the laws of Nazir. And if you take a quick look at the Rush for just a moment before we go on. So the Rush is Vatanya Zostras HaNazir. It's about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 12 or 13 lines down in the Rush. Usvirale dahachi perusha, kishim shebe'im lo kapayim dinhu shema'akiv de tenufa, v'choshin aroi labila bila ma'ak, actually, fine. V'yishim ibrun ilayim bila ma'akeves, hachinai b'yish lo ma'akeves. So I'm going to read the Gemara, then I'll explain this Rush. V'atanya, zos trasa nazir, this is the law of the nazir, bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein shein lo kapayim, whether he has hands or he doesn't have hands. And also what the Gemara is suggesting over here is the following, that perhaps the halacha is like this, that now the fact that it says that zos trasa nazir, that the nazir is able to purify himself even if he doesn't have hands, the Gemara is suggesting means what? That tenufa is not ma'akev. Because if tenufa was ma'akev, then what? Then if the nazir didn't have hands, he'd be stuck. Right? He'd be a nazir forever. The Rebbe says, what the Rush points out over here is, there is another compromise position. What's the compromise position? That, you know, we've learned this before, the concept of kol aroi lebila in bila ma'akev esbo. That halacha lemaisa, sometimes, if you can't do something, so the halacha gives you the license to proceed without doing it. But if you have the ability to do it, then it's ma'akev. So in Akinami, you could say, if you don't have hands, so then tenufa is not ma'akev. But if you do have hands, it's possible that what? That under those circumstances, tenufa is ma'akev. But that was just what the Rush was adding. That which learned in the Braisa, zos taras ha-nazir, bein sheyesh lo se'ar, bein she'in lo se'ar. This is the law of the nazir. And we interpret that to mean whether he has hair, whether he doesn't have hair. Hachanami d'me'akva. So too, you'll see over here that it's ma'akev. Aye, is that true? V'tanya, nazir memurat. If you have a bald nazir, Beishamai omrim eno tzarech lahavir ta'arosho. Beishamai says he doesn't have to run a razor over his bald head. Or Beisilo omrim tzarech, and Beisilo says he has to. Amar Rabbi Avina, mai tzarech leBeisilo. So according to Rabbi Avina, he says, what does Beisilo mean when he says you have to run the razor over your head? Tzarech ve'inlo takana. He has to run a razor over his head, but what? But he can't. Why? Because he's bald and there's nothing to shave. LeBeishamai yesh lo takana. And according to Beishamai, he does. Excuse me. Thank you. He does have the ability to go ahead and run the razor over his head. Pligad Rabbi Padas. And ultimately in this version, Beishamai would be at odds with Rabbi Padas. So both are what the Gemara is showing over here. Remember, this Lishna Achrina was another version of the previous discussion. So interestingly enough, two different versions of the Machlokis, Beishamai and Beisilo. In the first version, Beisilo is the Mekel, and Beisilo is saying that you can go ahead and take the razor over the bald head, and it's fine. Meaning, even though you're not cutting anything, Lamaisa, again, the Torah says the Nazir has to take a razor to his head, whether you have hair or you don't have hair. Beisilo says, that's what you do. According to the first version, Beishamai says, he's stuck. There's nothing to do. In the second version, interestingly enough, Beishamai says that Lamaisa, again, that you could go ahead and Beishamai says you don't have to go ahead and take the razor, meaning you don't require any kind of hair head shaving if you're bald. And Beisilo says you require it, but you can't because you're bald and therefore you're stuck. So two different versions. So we'll say, so remember, there's been a lot of things that's been covered over here in this Mishnah, in this Sugya so far. So far we've seen the process for Tanufa. That's number one. Then we saw Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in terms of what has to happen in order for the restrictions of Nazirus ultimately to be lifted. Rabbi Eliezer saying everything has to be done and then the restrictions are lifted. Chacham saying no, even after one of the concluding rituals, Rashi points out it's the Karbanos, ultimately the restrictions are lifted. Next discussion was, is Tanufa Ma'akev or not? So Rav said Tanufa is Ma'akev. Without Tanufa, again, there is no purification. Excuse me, when we say Ma'akev, the restrictions are not lifted. Other opinions, no, the Tanufa is not Ma'akev. Next Machlokis was Bald Nazir. What happens with a bald nazir? Machlokis, Beishamai, Beisilo, but two different versions of that machlokis. So to tie all of this together, so the Rambam says over here, this is now in Parak Ches, Halacha Hey. Parak Ches, Halacha Hey. So writes the Rambam the following. I'm just going to read to you just a couple of halachas. Nazir Mamurat. So interestingly enough, the Rambam actually starts over here. 1 second. I'm starting with the right one. Yeah, good. So listen to this. Nazir Mamurat. Let's start with the bald Nazir. So what does a bald Nazir do? Eino tzarech lahavir tar. So we'll say that Rambam Paskins, a bald Nazir does not have to take a razor to his head. Va'af api she'ein lo se'ar, even though he has no hair. O she'ein lo kapayim, or he doesn't have palms for that matter. Hare ze makriv karbanosav, he offers up his karbanos. The yishta v'yitma. So we'll say, what do you see according to Rambam? So Rambam Paskins that Alocha Lamaisa, again, really like Beis Hillel in the first version, namely, yes, you have to cut your hair for Naziris, for a concluding ritual, as long as what? As long as you have it. If you don't have it, then Lamaisa, again, there's nothing to shave. It's fine. Offer up your karbanos. Same thing. You're supposed to do tenufa, but if you don't have hands, you don't have to do tenufa. Offer up your karbanos, and the restrictions are lifted. Vim hevi karbanos avlo gilach rosho. Now we'll say, so now we've resolved bald nazir. Doesn't have to take a razor to his head. Now remember, what was the next discussion? The next discussion was, what does a nazir have to do? Meaning, because we've seen already there are so many different parts to his concluding rituals. There's the offering of the karbanos, there's the cutting of the hair, there's also the burning of the hair, like we saw yesterday. There's the tenufa, there's the waving. So what does he have to do in order for the restrictions to be lifted? So writes the Rambam here, Vimhevi karbanosav, below gilach rosho, if he brought his karbanos, right? He brought his karbanos, but he did not yet cut his hair, Ein had taglachas ma'akeves. Hair cutting does not withhold the lifting of his restrictions. Ela shose umetame le'erev. So we'll say, Saloch lemaisa the Rambam paskins, that all you need is karbanos. Like the Rabbanon, like the Chacham, all you need is karbanos. Once you offer up your karbanos, all of the restrictions lifted. Now, the Rambam adds something very interesting over here. He says, La Erev. Like, what he's saying over here is, the day on which you offer up your karbanos, you are still bound by the restrictions of the Nazirus. But once nightfall comes, your restrictions are lifted, even if what? Even if you did not cut your hair. It's interesting, because we often, I always assumed that Lamaisa, the restrictions of Nazirus are not lifted until Imamish gets rid of that hair, cuts the hair, which is representative of his Nazirus. The Lama Pask is not like that. Once you offer your Karbanos, ultimately, again, that evening, once nightfall comes, the restrictions of Nazirus are lifted. Now, by the way, it's even better, because remember, he's bringing three Karbanos. As long as the blood of one of the Karbanos has been offered, even though he has not yet done the tnufa, shekol dvarim elu lemitzvah v'lo la'akev. Bosa, this is amazing. The only indispensable part of the nazirus concluding process is the sprinkling of the blood. That is the one piece ultimately that he must have in order to be able to have the restrictions lifted. Everything else is a mitzvah you have to do, but even if it was done at some later time, Lamaisa does not prevent the restrictions from being lifted. Very interesting. So listen to this. So the Rambam writes again. We'll just read to you one more halacha, then we'll see the Mishnah. So remember now, even though we've just established that hair cutting is not ma'akev, which means what Rabbi say that Lamaisa again, the restrictions for Nazirus are lifted even before your hair is cut. Nevertheless. Mitzvah legalech afil la'achar zanruba. Now, Bosa, this is going to blow your mind. I don't know why I never picked up on this before. You could be a nazir. Let's say at the end of the nazir, the nazir says, "You know what? I really like this look, right? This really speaks to me." So he decides not to cut his hair. See, he can do that apparently, right? Again, now the idea over here is when we say he can do it, the idea is it doesn't prevent the restrictions are being lifted. What the Rambam does add in is that there is a mitzvah to cut his hair. So he writes, even though the cutting of the hair is not ma'aki, meaning it doesn't prevent the restrictions from being lifted, mitzvah legaleach afilu la'achar zman miruba. So even if you like the look, 6 months later, a year later, you really should cut your hair. That's part of the mitzvah of Nazirus. So just like it's a mitzvah to let the hair grow, at the end of the Nazirus, the mitzvah is to cut it. The Nazir shegilach shelo betar or shegilach v'shel. Okay, so that's a separate halacha. So fine, we'll say. So let's go a little bit. So it's interesting. So halacha lamaisa, again, we see as long as the blood has been sprinkled, the restrictions are lifted. Besides the sprinkling of the blood, nothing else is ma'akev. Everything else is a mitzvah. Apparently, Nazir could decide to keep his long hair, but at some point in time, he should cut it, as that is the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah. Let's finish the end of that. We'll say, says the Mishnah. Very interesting. When he holds mitzvah, what he's saying is, once you've undertaken the Neder Nazirus, which is correct, is subject to incredible controversy, here's what you have to do. Let me just finish, and then I'm going to take questions at the end. Says the Mishnah, Gilach ala zevach, v'nimtza pasul. But so listen to this. So let's say the process over here is the Nazir is offering up the karban, and after he offered up the karban, he cut his hair, and v'nimtza pasul, and then it turns out that the karban is pasul. There's some type, so whatever, the animal's treif, or something else happened that prevented the animal from being good. So what's the halakha? I say here, this guy got himself into a little bit of a pickle. Taglachasa psula. So we'll say his hair cutting is pasul as well. I mean, the hair cutting is no good, because lemaisa, again, remember, the karban that he offered was not an appropriate karban. So we'll say, if you take a look, Rashi says over here, taglachasa psula, v'soser shloshim. I will say, now remember, in this case over here, what he will have to do is, he doesn't have to repeat, like if he was a Nazir for a year, he doesn't have to repeat the year, but he will have to repeat 30 days. Uzevachav lo alulo. And obviously, again, I will say, any other karbanos that he offered up will not be valid karbanos. So he'll have to repeat the whole process. Gilach alachatas shelo lishma. I will say, if, let's say again, in this case, it says gilach alachatas, he offers up the chatas, but the chatas was offered shelo lishma, not for the sake of chatas, for the sake of something else. And then what happens? So he cut his hair after this karban was offered shelo lishma. Va'achar kach hivi karbanos of lishman. And then I will say, after bringing the chatas shelo lishma, he brought the shlamim and the ola lishma. So what's talacha? Number one, taglacha so psula. The hair cutting is no good. So why is the hair cutting no good? Because any time hair cutting is brought on the heels of a carbon that was not valid, therefore by definition the hair cutting is not valid as well. So the hair cutting is no good. And obviously the other carbonos are not good either. Why? Because the ola and the shlamim are only valid if what Rabosai, if they're brought as part of a proper concluding series of rites and rituals. But in this case over here, because the hair cutting was de facto illegal, right? Because de facto the hair cutting was illegal, then lemais again everything else is disqualified as well. Gilech ala ola ala shlam shelo b'shmam. Rabosai, if let's say again he offered up his ola or his shlamim, but he did it shelo b'shmam. Rabosai, shelo b'shmam means he didn't do it for the purpose of his naziris. He did it stam for Ola and Shlamim. And then what happens? He cut his hair right afterwards. And then he brought, well, so these are all just, these cases are just illustrations of the principle. The Mishnah says a principle. What's the principle? If you brought a carbon, and the carbon was not a valid carbon, and then you cut your hair based on the bringing of that carbon. So if the carbon's not good, the hair cutting's not good. If the hair cutting's not good, all the other subsequent carbonos are not good either, and you have to repeat 30 days of naziros. So taklachas psula uzvachav la alolo. Reb Shimon says, interestingly enough, Reb Shimon Omer osa zevach la alolo. But Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon is commenting dafka on this last case where you offered up an ola and the shlamim shelo lishman, ola and the shlamim shelo lishma. You cut your hair based on the ola and shlamim, and then you offered up the rest of your carbonos lishma. Reb Shimon Paskins, in that case, I will say that what? Osa zevach la'olo. So let's assume, let's say you're offering up the shlamim right now. So I offered up my shlamim shalol l'shmam. I cut my hair after offering that shlamim. Then I offered up my ola and my chatas l'shma. Reb Shimon says, interestingly enough, in that case, osa zevach la'olo, the shlamim that I offered up doesn't count to satisfy my obligation. Aval shar svachim alolo. But the other carbonos work. Okay? The other carbonos work. I'm going to take a quick look for just a moment at Reb Shimon and Rashi. Rashi is over Reb Shimon Omer. Im gilach ala ola ala shlom shlo lishman. Usha'ar har carbonos hevi lishman. Tag lachoso ksheira. Ushvar zvachim, I'm sorry, ushar zvachim alolo. Ava os zevach belvad lo alolo. Listen to this. We're going to see what the logic over here, but Reb Shimon is arguing in a very specific case. So Bosei, remember, the principle that the Mishnah had, so far everyone is agreeing with that principle, which is that if you offered up an invalid carbon and you took your haircut, your Nazir haircut, based on that carbon, then what's the halacha? The haircutting is no good. If the haircutting is no good, then you have to repeat at least 30 days, and any other subsequent carbonos that you offered, by definition, are also not good. Reb Shimon disagrees in one case. If you offered up, let's say, a shlamim, that is a shlam or ola, you offered up a shlamim, shelo lishman. What does shelo lishman mean? Not for the sake of naziros, for the sake of nidava. Reb Shimon says, let's get there, and then you cut your hair. Reb Shimon says, the hair cutting works. The subsequent ola and chatas that you brought, the shma, are good. The shlamim that you brought is a kasha shlamim. It doesn't count towards your Nazirite obligation, and all you need to do to rectify the situation is what? Just bring another shlamim for the sake of nazirus. Vim gilach ashloshtam, v'nimtza echa men kasher, tag l'chasuk sheira v'yavishar zachar. Also, this seems to be the best approach. If, let's say, you went ahead and you offered up all of your karbanos, I offered up my chatos, my shlamim, and my ola, and only afterwards I shaved my head, then I did my haircut. As long as one of them are what? As long as one of those carbonos were kosher, my hair cutting is okay. And whatever carbonos were invalid, I just have to simply replace those. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Ada bar Ava says, Zos omeres kasava Rabbi Shimon, nozir shegila ha-shalmei nedava yatza. We'll say, so what do we see from here? What's Rabbi Shimon Shita? Rabbi Shimon Shita in the Mishnah is that a nozir who went ahead and what? A nazir who cut his hair after offering up shalmei nedava works, right? It works. Rosa, that's Rabbi Shimon's. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. His shita. The Mishnah says, remember, I offered up a shlamim for a nedava, or an ola for a nedava. That's why those who remember a chatos cannot be brought as a nedava. So this case only works where he's offering up the shlamim or the ola first as a nedava, and he cut his hair after. Rabbi Shimon paskins it works. So Rabbi Shimon clearly holds that even if you... Now remember, when we say it works, Rabbi, what does that mean? It means the hair cutting is a valid hair cutting. What does Rabbi Shimon do? What do you still have to do? You still have to bring another shlamim or ola for the sake of nazir. But the maisit works. My time, what's the reason? The Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, "V'nasan al ha'ish asher tachas zevach hashlamim." You shall go ahead, Rabbi says, talking about disposal of the hair. You'll go ahead and you'll put the hair right underneath the zevach hashlamim. The lokasav al shlamav. This is a very interesting diyuk. So it doesn't say you'll put the hair on the fire of his shlamim, but rather it says that what? You'll put the hair on the fire of the shlamim. So the shlamim, Rabbi Shimon interprets to mean what? The most expansive definition of shlamim, which means even if it's not a shlamim for the sake of nazir, but it's tam a shlamim for the sake of nedava, lemaisa, again, such a carbon will work to go ahead and create effective hair cutting. We'll say just very quickly, so the Rambam paskins over here, the Rambam says, first of all, Gilach ala shlamim benim tzapasol, taglachasol psula, uzevachav lo alalo. Therefore, Allah lemaisa, again, if you did your hair cutting on any of the carbonos, and it turned out the carbon was pasul, if the carbon is pasul, the hair cutting is pasul as well. How does the Rambam paskin in terms of ola and shlamim shalol lishma? Gilach al ha'ola v'al shlam v'nishchatu shalol lishman, v'achach hevi carbonos v'acheros lakrivim lishman, taglachasol psula. So we'll say the Rambam does not paskin like Reb Shimon. The Rambam paskins like the Tanna Kama, that it doesn't make a difference if you're offering your Ola Shalol Lishma, your Shlamim Shalol Lishma, or your Chata Shalol Lishma. If you cut your hair after going ahead and offering up any of your Karbanos Shalol Lishman, the Karban is not good, and ultimately the hair cutting is not good as well. However, the Rambam does paskin like the last statement in the Mishnah, which is that if you offered up all three of your Karbanos and only afterwards cut your hair, as long as one of your Karbanos is good, the hair cutting is effective.
Right, that just means that hair cutting is good.
Well, no. Now remember, you.